New research from Roy Morgan shows that 8.9%, that is 386,000 mortgage holders in Australia, have been identified as having little or no real equity in their home. But the state at highest risk is Western Australia. To tell us more, Matthew Hughes is the Managing Director at Capital Property Advisory. Matthew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. Can you tell us those statistics, though, in WA? They're quite alarming.
They are. Look, in comparison to the East Coast, where they've been through a pretty robust period of growth, WA statistics are probably alarming but not surprising to an industry professional. And sort of understanding the reasons why we are a little bit higher based on where we're at in the market cycle, and also understanding who are the people that are being affected by this. And it tends to be those lower average house values. And there's some reasons that we can talk about today as to why I think that is.
Yeah, well, let's get into them. 16.5% of WA mortgage holders, that's around 90,000 customers, have no real equity in their home, according to this research from Roy Morgan. So, Matthew, what are some of those reasons?
Look, that figures up a little bit from the last year where it was 14%. And I think that there's a number of factors that go into this. One of them is obviously market timing. We've been in a fairly subdued market in Perth in comparison to the East Coast especially. And we've dropped in value on our median price about 13% since the 2014 peak. Mm. So that's resulted in a number of people with either zero equity or a negative equity position. And that's obviously contributing to us leading the nation in that unfortunate statistic. I think that the reasons why people are finding themselves in terms of things that they can control as opposed to the market, which we can't control, I think people are buying sometimes the wrong property type and they're buying in the wrong areas and sometimes they're buying it from the wrong person.
When mortgage holders hear these statistics and they get a little worried about their major asset, their family home, what's your advice to them this afternoon, Matthew?
Look, I think it's important to remember that markets do fluctuate and that whilst timing the market is important, time in the market is probably the most important thing. So whilst you haven't experienced any growth or perhaps you may have gone in the opposite direction over the last 3 to 5 years, there probably is some growth coming, even in some of these fringe areas where they are oversupplied. I think they will recover eventually. So taking that longer-term view with property is always a good way to approach it.
Yeah, don't panic on the current situation because, generally speaking, if it is the family home or your investment into your future, it's not something you're buying and selling on a regular basis, unless, of course, you're a house flipper or you're buying in a depressed market. If you're buying and selling in the same market, obviously, you probably have not too much to worry about, Matthew.
No, look, if you're upgrading in a subdued or a down market like we're seeing at the moment, then certainly if you're replacing that asset with another one, especially at a higher price, you can actually come out in front. Mm. But if you bought into a peak market like some people did back in 2014 or some people did in the last couple of years in Sydney and Melbourne, against advice, people have bought in the peak of the market and now they have to sit there and ride out that downturn, wait for it to stagnate and then eventually recover in a number of years' time.
Matthew Hughes, appreciate your discussion on Perth Life. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, Ollie.
Managing Director, Capital Property Advisory is Matthew Hughes. So that research out of Roy Morgan, 8.9%. Mortgage holders in Australia have been identified as having little or no real equity in their home, but here in WA it's a little higher, 16.5%, 90,000 mortgage customers have no real equity in their home. Has that started to bite for you? Has your bank started to tighten its terms and conditions on your home loan?